I'm Julian Day. This is The Music Show on RN. And in just a minute, you'll meet Nookie. He's a Yuin man from the south coast of New South Wales. And he's also a rapper, part of a vital new wave of voices in local hip-hop. He's signed to the influential label Bad Apples, which is run by Briggs, one half of Indigenous hip-hop duo AB Original. And the cast of Bad Apples is playing tonight at Carriageworks in Sydney. But first up, Nookie and a brand new track called Blackfellas, actually a retake of a 2005 classic by Local Knowledge. In this spin, it comes with a bit of a language warning.
No car keys, freedom ride, that's Charlie. You a nation, my army. I make them grip like the walkie. Going hard and I'm focused in. Narrow black, no talking shit. Narrow black, still a kind of a kin. But, ayy, look what I did, ayy. Black, I be lit, ayy. Cracking a flip, ayy. I'm back on my shit, ayy. And I won't stand for that anthem. I'ma hold the game for ransom. And I don't fuck with Hanson. That's Pauline, nothing but. I'm no Adam Gilchrist, I'm more Eddie Gilbert. I'ma make them feel this, I'ma really fucking drill it. It's my season, and I make it look easy, easy. And I'm running like Freeman, yeah. And you can never see me. Yeah. All the Murrays, all the Kuris, all the Guris, can you hear me? All the Nungas, all the Nangas, all the Bama, can you hear us? All the Wongas, all the Yamajis, all the Maradis, can you handle these? To the top, restrain and pull up, to the un and go to the young man. Blackout. That means that you don't club, but don't got it blood. That's a problem, cause what? I do my thing, I does, I'm a problem, cause what?
And they don't speak our lingo, and they don't love our people. Line them up for Nito, I stand over like Debo. They see no, see no, speak no. If they want a big no, I'm the Black Steven Seagal. And they don't speak our lingo, and they don't love our people. Line them up for Nito, I stand over like Debo. They see no, speak no. If they want a big no, I'm the Black Steven Seagal.
Fuck off. All the Murrays, all the Kuris, all the Guris, can you hear me? All the Nungas, all the Nangas, all the Bama, can you hear us? All the Wongas, all the Yamajis, all the Maradis, can you handle these? To the top, restraint and pull a walk to the un and go to the young man. Blackout. That means that you don't club, but don't got it blood. That's a problem, cause what? I do my thing, I does, I'm a problem, cause what?
One of 10 tracks that you can hear on a new CD on ABC, it is Deadly Hearts 2. You might recognise that from its anthemic status back in 2005, given a new take by the artist sitting opposite me. It's called Blackfellas, and sitting here in the Music Show studio is Nookie. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, man. Cheers for having me.
Take us back to listening to that. I guess we're thinking back to 2005 when this first hit.
Yeah, so I was a young teenager knocking around Nowra, and I got to see Local Knowledge perform at a few different events, you know, around Sydney and Wollongong and whatnot. And yeah, that song always stuck, like with me and the cousins. Like, we went back to Nowra singing it nonstop, and just, you know, as the years went on, it's just something that we always held on to. So
you got a lot of airplay on Triple J for a year or two there. For those who missed the Local Knowledge train, perhaps you can tell us who they were.
Yeah, well, they were really on the forefront at that time of, you know, Aboriginal hip-hop. They weren't the first to do it, but they definitely took it to a new place.
And they were from Newcastle.
Yeah.
And they've actually worked with you on this track.
Yeah. So I got one of the original members, JT, who was the DJ, and he remixed this song back then when it came out. And, you know, when this opportunity kind of came about, I was sitting in the car with JT on the way to Canberra for a show with Briggs, and I said, hey, what do you reckon about redoing Blackfellas? And he's like, again? I said, yeah. So we done it.
Was that at all daunting? I mean, your track's actually quite different in feel to the original. It's got a whole lot of new lyrics, your own. Is it almost daunting to redo a classic song like that?
Yes, it was. Like, after I recorded it, like, because I was in the studio by myself, JT sent the beat through, and I recorded it. I almost didn't send it to him, man. I'm like, oh, did I what did I do? What did I do? Should I have done this song? So I sent it to JT, and then, you know, he liked it. And the big test was sending it to Weno, though. So, yeah, held that one off for a day or two. And I sent him a text like, hey, man, I redid the song, eh? And, yeah, I sent it over to him, and then I was kind of, you know, anxious waiting his response. And, yeah, he gave me the thumbs up, so it was all good. And, yeah, the people haven't said I ruined it yet, so that's all right.
Well, you mentioned Nowra, which is where you grew up, Yuin country.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the town and how it's formed your view of things.
We have three McDonald's. Growing up, we only had two, but there's three there now. So
massive expansion.
Yeah, Batuta gave us a shout out the other day for having free McDonald's.
You know, this is the ABC. We can't do free shout outs to it.
sorry. Oh, it's pre-record too, right? Yeah, mad. Sorry, can we do that one again?
No, it's been quite serious. We can leave that in. So keep going.
Yeah, free Maccas. And growing up in Nowra, there was a lot of good, a lot of bad. But I guess I had a very strong family network, which instilled a lot of, you know, pride into me and a lot of my culture. I learned from my family, and the stuff I carry with me every day. So like, Every time I, you know, do a song, or every time I perform, like, it's to me, you know, I've got Nowra on my shoulders, you know. Whatever you look at me, you're looking at Nowra. You hear me, you're listening to Nowra, you know, like, I am my community, and my community is me. So yeah, everything I do is Nowra, you know. Yeah.
And I guess that's where your name came from. That's also a family connection.
Yeah, so family name. Yeah, so my dad's name's Noel, and he had a pet chicken, and its name was Chucky, and he used to carry this chicken around with him everywhere. So, you know, imagine now a black fella walking around with a chicken everywhere. And one day somebody just said, oh, Nookie, which is Noel and Chucky together. And Dad was, you know, he was a mad footy player. He was like the man around town back then. And when I was born, everyone was calling me Little Nookie after Dad. And it's something like, yeah, just stuck with it. I just kept it, yeah.
You said growing up in Nowra was a bit tough at times, and music was the escape.
Yeah.
How did that work?
So growing up in Nowra, like, school was a bit of a tricky spot for me, eh? Like, had a bit of trouble dealing with racism and whatnot, and found myself angry a lot. And, I got into music. I recorded my first song, and I kind of just realized, like, all the anger I felt, I put it into the microphone. So that's, it was always my escape for me. It was something I'd done just as a release, just to let my emotions out. And it ended up being something that I pursued full time, pretty much.
And hip hop was always the vehicle.
Yeah, hip hop was always the vehicle. But I have been toying with country music lately, thinking about being a country singer.
Really? They're almost poles apart.
Yeah, see, opera's in there too. I might give that a crack.
Other than a few other genres that I'm sure we can add to the future Nookie.
Yeah.
One of your big breaks, because there's been a few, was meeting a pretty famous artist from the States when you were in your late teens.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, I linked up with Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas. So that, all this came about was, like, I sort of got kicked out of school when I was in year 12, so 17, 18, roughly around that age. I got told, you either sign yourself out of school now or we're kicking you out. So I signed myself out. A couple of weeks later, I left Nowra. I was floating around on the Central Coast for a bit, but I'd be coming down to Redfern and hanging out at the community centre a lot, recording songs and whatnot. And, yeah, one day the Black Eyed Peas were in town for one of their tours, and they wanted to kind of check out the local area. Taboo popped into Redfern, into the community centre, and we ended up having, like, a little freestyle session type thing. And at the end of it, he's one of the executive producers for Black Eyed Peas come up to me and said, oh, we really like your style and what you're doing and whatnot. How would you like to fly to LA and do a song with Black Eyed Peas? And sure enough, it happened.
It's one of those fairly big doors that open
up. It was a spin out.
I guess another big break was closer to home, and that's hooking up with the Bad Apples label. Mm-hmm. Tell us what this is all about. I mean, it's run by another legend on the scene, Briggs.
Yeah.
And there's a strong mentorship component, I understand.
Yeah, Briggs is like, he's my big brother. Like, he's always there for me, you know, giving me advice, whether it's music stuff or life stuff. Like, he's always there for me, and he knows, like, he's got the good balance of, like, he'll give you a hiding if you need it, but he, you know, he'll give you a cuddle if you need it too. But yeah, so he's like my big brother. I've learned a lot from him. Like, he takes me around as his hype man. So I've done a few tours with Briggs now, and I've learned so much from him. And, you know, he started Bad Apples for, you know, just kids like us, like the kids, the younger versions of ourselves, you know. He just wanted to give our people something, like he wanted to, you know, just change the landscape of the scene, and he's really done that. You know, he came in, busted down doors, and then him and Trials formed AB Original, and then it was just, yeah, it was a force to be reckoned with. And then, yeah, we're all coming in now.
Well, it seems like mentorship, support, encouragement seems, from the outside at least, to be very strong in the Australian hip-hop scene. And you've also gone one step further when you took out the Dreaming Prize, mm-hmm. And brought Briggs into the fold again to work on material together.
Yeah, yeah. So took out the Dreaming Award in, was that 2015 or 16, something like that. And yeah, that kind of, I got to work with Briggs a bit more on songs from that. So I'd be recording, writing and producing, and Briggs would be there giving me feedback and, you know, helping me out and all that type of stuff.
How does it actually work technically when you're working on material? Like, where do the beats come from? You come up with the words. Do you also bring in the music yourself?
Yeah, so it's a mix. It's different every time. So it's usually just me and my other good mate / producer Solo. So sometimes Solo make a beat and then I'll write to it, or sometimes I'll have the words and then we'll make the beat around that. Sometimes I'll start the beat and Solo will finish it off. And yeah, so it's just a bit of a different mix every time.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm. I'm interested in the political aspect of your work as well, yeah. Because I guess, I mean, there's questions as to how inherently political hip hop is. I was reading a bit of an older book about hip hop in America by Nelson George, who talks a little bit about some of the older figures like Public Enemy, and saying that they were quite political, but maybe it is different in the sense that they're articulating their politics, but how big has that influence been on actually making a difference? That was his question, I guess. How do you see the relationship between what you're doing, but also what hip-hop's role is in politics?
Yeah, well, like, one of the big things for me was when, like, I was in, again, early teens, I would have been 12 or 13, one of my uncles would be driving us around smashing iced tea, like Colours and NWA, F the Police. And when I heard that, I'm like, oh, you can say that. So, yeah, it was just about, you know, finding the strength to say what you wanted to say. And for me, when I, first time I recorded a song, like, I was just trying to be 50 Cent. And I sent it to my big cousin, who, to me at the time, he was my idol. The only reason I got into rapping was because he was rapping. So I sent it to him. This was back on MSN. And, you know, I was waiting for the response, and he hit me back. He goes, "Cuz, I've got to be honest with you, that was shit house." And that rattled me. I was like, "What do you mean?" It took me hours to think of that, cuz. And he goes, "That's where you went wrong." He goes, "You thought about it. When you make music, you got to speak from the heart." And then from that day, I knew how to make music. And being a black man, growing up in the, you know, situations and the circumstances I did, even if I wasn't trying to be political, my music is going to be political because it's coming from a place of, you know, injustice. Yeah, inequality. So even when I'm not trying to be, it's going to have elements in there.
Well, you call out politicians on your tracks when you don't hold back.
Yeah. Yeah, I was being nice.
Right, there's the more intense version that we're not hearing.
Yeah, I'm just, yes, speaking my piece. Really? Yeah, I don't really like that Hanson, but the old Hanson with the long blonde hair and the oom-bop and all that, I don't mind that one.
Well, I guess you're not only using the music and the words, the rapping as the vehicle, but you're also paying it forward by mentoring others. So how do you see your role in terms of working with those coming through the scene?
So for me, it's all about, like, about bringing the next guy up with you. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to have mentors and guys bring me through, like, YRMC put me on a stage for one of the first times, and so when we launched Bad Apples, I bring his son Tasman along to that. Another young fella, Kobe D, I just happened to meet randomly through my cousins, and yeah, I started to bring him along to a few shows. So for me, it's always about giving back and keeping our voice alive, you know. It's about that passing of knowledge, because you know what it was like. They came here, tried to stop us from, you know, doing our practices, tried to stop us from speaking our language. So for me, it's all about keeping it going, keeping it alive.
Mm. And it's interesting, again, I mentioned before, it seems like the hip-hop community here seems particularly good at extending those opportunities to others and becoming a pretty inclusive community.
Yeah, yeah, like even like with this track, Blackfellas, Amy and Walk, which were two of the members from Local Knowledge that went on to form Street Warriors. They came to Wollongong one time and I happened to be doing a set at the same, it was at a NAIDOC event, so I was performing and they were performing and they seen what I was doing, and at the end of it, they said, oh, we got a couple more shows up, like, around the area. Do you want to come? I went up to see my old man. I said, oh, the boys want to take me for a ride with them, do a couple of shows. Yeah, go on, jump in. So I jumped in the car and just went and done shows with them. Weno, which was another member of Local Knowledge, I used to travel to Newcastle to his house to record. Like, he used to, you know, open his doors up to his house and his family and that for me. I was just going there and record songs all day and night. Yeah, drink a lot of Red Bulls and... He'd advise me against that because he was studying to be a doctor at the time. He's like, oh, that's no good for your heart. Shouldn't be drinking that many Red Bulls.
Knock back one or two.
Yeah, yeah. But the guys have always kind of been there to help me out. The same with Briggs, even till today, you know.
Well, it seems like a really healthy time for the scene here in Australia right now. It's really kind of come up, particularly, I think, in the last 10 years, even though we started to see a lot of Australian hip-hop in the early part of the century.
Yeah.
So it seems like a perfect timing for yourself to be so visible.
It really has, you know, kind of come to the forefront. And, it's, yeah, it is a good time to be in the scene at the moment. Like, it's super diverse. You know, got everyone from Manu to... Kobe D, Kid Leroy, like just, yeah, the scene's about to, you know, kick it up a whole nother level.
Well, you're part of that, and here's to a black future. That's the title of this track we're going to hear of yours.
Yeah, sweet. It's funny, that song kind of came about, I was always seeing the shirt, you know, White Australia has a black history, and I was like, oh, you know what, I'm going to put my own spin on that and say Australia has a black future, which is pretty much just talking about... You can't deny us anymore. They're like, our people were shut down and closed out for so long, but, you know, we're here now and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's from everything, from music, you know, from the likes of Briggs all the way over into the UFC with Bam Bam, over in the NBA, Patty Mills, you know, and before that, like, Kathy Freeman, things like that, you know. So it's just, like, acknowledging, it's just a like an ode to Aboriginal excellence.
Nookie, thank you so much for joining us today on The Music Show. It's great to meet you.
Cheers. Thanks, man.
I should just give a quick language warning before we hear this.
Black and black is still savage. Black and black is still savage. This black future we carry. Trying to get the meals like Patty. Black and black is still savage. Black and black is still savage.
I'm the new Jimmy Little, playing them heartstrings. 20 deep in a red Taraga. Listen to my passing. All the pain that brings. All the lies that brings. All the pride that brings. All the drive that brings. Pick your side, pick your side. Look alive, look alive. We them guys, we them guys. Gotta cut them ties. Time to up the ante. Like it's MOP, but we the MOB. They don't let us in, but we never leave. We never leave. They don't see what we see, we see, we see. They don't speak, I talk, they don't sound like me. Check the way that we maneuver. Ain't no stopping this black future, huh?
Black, 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 black.
They don't see what we see, we see, we see.
What we see.
They don't speak, I talk. They don't sound like me.
Don't sound like me.
Check the way that we maneuver.
Wait, wait, wait.
Ain't no stopping this black future, huh?
Miss me with that coulda, woulda, shoulda. I got a big black heart, even bigger black gurus. Oh, what a mix, what a mix. Holy shit, holy shit. I'm the kid, I'm the kid. Ain't no one fucking with this. Ain't no one fucking with this. Throw hands like I'm Bam Bam. Now give me 50k. Put a black band, damn, and it's blood sport. And I'm all up in their face. In their face, face, face. They getting dropped, 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 dropped. They don't see what we see, we see, we see. They don't speak, I talk, they don't sound like me. Check the way that we maneuver. Ain't no stopping this black future, huh?
Black, black, black.
They don't see what we see, we see, we see.
What we see.
They don't speak, I talk. They don't sound like me.
Don't sound like me.
Check the way that we maneuver.
Wait, wait, wait.
Ain't no stopping this black future, huh?
Black, 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 black.
They don't see what we see, we see, we see.
What we
That's another new track from Nookie. It's called Black Future. And if you like what you hear, you can catch Nookie tonight. That's Saturday the 13th at Carriageworks in Sydney as part of Club Koori, which brings together Nookie and many of his mates from the Bad Apples record label.